This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 484 and a quarter, up 6 1/4. May corn, 488 and a half, up 5 1/4. July corn, 492, up 5. March soybeans, 1381 and 3/4, down 29 3/4. May soybeans, 1387, down 26. July soybeans, 1368 and a half, down 22 3/4. March wheat, 688, up 24 3/4. May wheat, 683 3/4, up 24 3/4. July wheat, 688 1/4, up 24. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Wednesday's report of the grain prices trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Wednesday afternoon. Economic problems in China weighed on soybean prices, while political tensions in the Ukraine pushed wheat and corn higher. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 12 cents higher at 454 to 472. Soybean bids were 31 to 51 cents lower at 1329 to 1371. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 6 cents higher at 454 to 478, and soybean bids were 26 to 31 cents lower at 1370 to 1387. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 464 to 499. Soybean bids were 23 to 25 cents lower at 1366 to 1393. Wheat bids were 24 to 25 cents higher at 663 to 697. Now from the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids, they were 26 cents lower at 1392 to 1412, with the basis steady at 5 to 25 over the May. Hypro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 461.50 to 486.50, and that was down $7.70 a ton, with the basis steady at 25 to 50 over the May. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 5 to 8 cents higher at 477 to 485, with the basis steady to 3 cents higher at 4 to 12 under the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 3 to 5 cents higher at 474 to 487, with the basis steady to 2 cents lower at 2 to 15 under the May. Soybeans ended 25 to 36 cents lower at 1362 to 1380, and the basis mostly 10 lower at 7 to 25 under the May. New crop wheat prices were 4 to 18 cents higher at 657 to 659, with the basis 6 to 20 lower at 29 to 31 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 6 to 10 cents higher at 511 to 512. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 28 to 38 cents, with quotations of 1395 to 1404. Soft wheat closed 25 to 28 cents lower at 713 to 716. Milo ended the day 5 to 6 cents higher at 539 to 564. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern part of the state, corn was 441 to 461, and soybeans were 1126 up to 1163. In the central part of the state, corn bids were 446 to 464, and soybean bids 1142 to 1165. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 441 to 466, and soybeans were 1144 to 1180. Wheat ranged from 643 up to 676. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 143.87, up 67 cents. June live cattle, 136.67, up 57 cents. August live cattle, 134.62, up 60 cents. March feeder cattle, 173.97, up 5 cents. April feeder cattle, 175.87, up 30 cents. May feeder cattle, 176.77, up 52 cents. April lean hogs, 115.92, down $1.17. May lean hogs, 121.15, down 15 cents. June lean hogs, 125.32, up 37 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday the 12th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $100 to $106.57, with the weighted average carcass price of $106.41. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, a lot of sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 70 to 74, 4 to 5 weights 71 to 77, 5 to 550 weights 74 to 78, and 550 and up 75 to 80. In the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a dollar higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from 75 to 80. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 10,606 head. And from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 414 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $120.60, and that was $3.07 higher. Now the report from the United Producers Sale Barn. They had receipts of 686 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were $145.50 to $152.75. Select and choice steers were $135.50 to $146.50, and choice Holstein steers were $134 to $141.75. Select and choice Holstein steers were $127 to $133.75. And choice slaughter heifers, twos and threes, were $146 to $152. Choice heifers, threes and fours, were $141.50 to $146. Select and choice heifers were $140 to $146. They had slaughter cows, starting with the premium. They were bringing 115. Breakers were 110.50. Boners were $88 to $100. And leans were $83 to $90. Now from the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $241.51, and that was 4 cents higher, with select carcasses at $236.76. And that was 95 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000 compared to 106,000 last week and 121,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 416,000, that compared to 418,000 last week and 429,000 a year ago. Now back to United Producers for their hay auction. They had receipts of 597 bales, starting with the alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares, $4.25 to $5. Soybean stubble, fair quality, $1 a bale. And mixed grass, good quality small squares, $2.25 to $3 a bale. And fair quality was $1.50 to $2 a bale. That concludes our report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. March and April corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.85. March and April corn delivered to Scottville, $4.76. March beans delivered to Greenfield, $13.73. April beans delivered to Greenfield, $13.72. March beans delivered to Scottville, $13.62. April beans delivered to Scottville, $13.61. March wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.80. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.85, corn at Scottville is $4.76, beans at Greenfield, $13.73, beans at Scottville are $13.62, and wheat at Scottville, $6.80. As it attempts to get warmer out, everyone is looking towards the spring planting season. An acreage report will be released at the end of the month. Ag economist Daryl Good says it will be an important report of planting intentions.
Absolutely. That will be the first survey-based indication of plantings for 2014. The market always anticipates that number. We know historically that actual plantings can deviate from those intentions, and they do in most years and in both directions, but it's certainly going to be an important benchmark in terms of what farmers are thinking about more corn or less corn acres in 2014. I think there's general agreement that the intentions will be smaller, but the question is, what's the magnitude of that? That's certainly going to be very important for new crop prices.
Good also advised for anyone still holding on to old crop corn, now may be a good time to sell.
Yeah, I think when you get this kind of strength in the market, I mean, it may be fundamentally based, and I don't think we're really looking at what some people would refer to as a speculative bubble here in corn prices, but we have had a decent run-up in prices, and for those holding old crop inventory, presumably this is what they've been waiting on, is for some price rally, and now that we've gotten that, I think some sales are certainly warranted. It's always a matter of what percentage do you want to hold now into the spring and summer, potentially weather market for corn. But I think the market has to be rewarded to some extent for the rally that we've had on old crop. New crop, I think benchmarking things to the insurance prices is useful to do. We have a 462 December futures price for crop insurance. The market is now almost 25 cents above that guarantee, so there is some risk now on the downside for new crop corn. And again, for those that haven't done anything to this point, this is kind of what we've been waiting on, is for some kind of rally to start the pricing of 2014 crop. And I think, again, it's hard to be specific about what percentage folks want to do on new crop, but certainly not a bad place to get started.
Ag economist Daryl Good. The livestock markets felt some of the impact from the volatility in the grain markets following the March USDA supply and demand report. Market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, went over what we're looking at in the livestock markets.
Well, it certainly has had an impact on the feeder cattle market, helping to with cheaper corn prices, helping to support the feeder cattle market. Fat cattle market are focused pretty much on the immediate tight supply situation. We are seeing some improving packer margins, which is encouraging the trade that perhaps we can get at least steady money on the cash market this week. And the cash market is currently at a premium to the futures. But the real story is in the lean hog complex. And we look at what's happening there and the declining availability of market hogs due to the PED virus. Packers' margins are positive. They're using those positive margins now because of record high product prices to fight for those hogs. And so we're pushing cash prices higher each day. We're another $1 to $2 higher today. When you look at the lean hog index, it has been higher now for 34 straight trading days with gains over that period of just shy of $25 per hundredweight. This is a major story in the meat industry, especially in the pork industry, and it sets us up for a very volatile time around the March 28th USDA quarterly hogs and pigs report.
Right. It seems for a time there, it was shocking news to hear lean hogs go up at all, and now they've made extreme gains. So it'll be interesting to see this carry out in the future.
Well, it really does. And the sad thing is with the tightness of beef, that the pork industry was poised to be able to really take advantage of that and capture much of that business. But then the PED virus struck, and yes, it's giving us good prices, but it's giving us good prices at the expense of some tremendous loss by the hands of the producers. Over 4,100 operations across the country in 26 states now have been affected.
And I'm sure it will only get a little bit worse before it gets better, but hopefully it will get better soon.
Yeah, absolutely. We certainly hope that for the pork producers.
Paragon Economics President Steve Meyer said the impact of PEDV and the hog shortage will eventually impact consumers with higher pork prices. More strength could be seen in cash hog prices.
The numbers that we see through January suggest the possibility for hog prices up in the 120 range, 125 range on a 100-weight carcass weight basis this summer. I still think that is absolutely the case. We've seen futures markets trade up this week, and I think that's really within the realm of possibility.
The National Pork Board has invested an additional $650,000 for new research into PEDV. That's on top of the $1.1 million in supplemental funding for similar research last year. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.